and then had a ring on each side, and this would go back here, and then had the right arrangement go back to the buggy, and our spouse were Harvard had used the house for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and used to what? You used to hit him with a...
Yeah, sweet whip.
With a, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how did sugar come, usually? How'd you get sugar? What did it...
I told you, we got the most of our sugar in this too. Out of the brown sugar that's sitting in the bottom of the shade valves.
I see.
Of course, that's been many years ago when I was being raised, but all that was going on. Since that, we just about sugar to them stores like anybody else.
Uh-huh. It would come in a what? Some
gifting bags, paper bags.
I see. Did you ever, what'd you call a thing of potatoes? What'd you get potatoes in, maybe?
Well, we always raised our potatoes.
Raised, yeah.
Yeah, we always raised potatoes.
Seed? You buy seed in a...
Well, we raised most of our seed, but when we had so many chickens, we had to buy seed. We would buy a barn in tow sacks.
Tow sack?
Well, we farmed some of the time with tow sacks, and sometimes it would be white sacks, tow sacks. Sometimes it would be real pretty colored sacks. People would make dresses out of the sacks.
Really?
Pretty sacks, yeah. Yeah, I've had lots of sack dresses, and it's just pretty easy to buy them just right over clothes.
Uh-huh.
Good material.
You call those sacks, you call them what?
Beet sacks. We call them beet sacks.
Beet sacks. Anything that you maybe get seed or manure in, you know, those type sacks?
Yeah, that's rough type sacks.
Real rough type sacks?
Yeah, toe sacks.
What were they made out of? Burlap?
Burlap.
Burlap? Croaker sacks, you call them?
Burlap from fertilized sacks would be made out of beet sacks.
Okay. Now, what would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time?
A bushel.
A bushel?
Bushel, yeah.
Did you ever hear the word turn used?
Turn?
Yeah.
Oh,
what was the turn?
A turn is so much, if I would never want to turn at the time. I think that's Prince Albert, isn't it?
No. A turn. You ever somebody say, going to take a turn of corn?
A turn. Well, that's down there a bushel.
A bushel?
Yeah, that's down there a bushel. They had meal sacks. But they put that corn in, take it to the mill.
I see.
And they pour the corn up and have grind it, and then put the meal back in the sack.
What might you call that, a grist of corn, or a...
No, it's called a meal.
A jag, or a...
Meal.
A meal?
Cornmeal, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Well, the amount would you ever call that a grist of corn?
No, that's a bushel of corn, turn of corn. That's what they call it, turn of corn.
Turn, okay. All right. Now, your mother might send you out to get some wood for the fire. You get bring back how much?
You can carry it in your arms, or in a wheelbar, while you carry it.
Yeah?
You can carry it using a wheelbar.
That's
it. Carry it to the edge of the porch, and then get in your arms and carry it in the house.
So you call that what,
A wheelbar load.
Okay. The amount you could carry, the amount of wood you could carry, you call
it? In your arms, out of the load.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Now, when a light burns out in a lamp, you got to get a new...
Bulb.
New what? New light?
Bulb.
Light bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. But folks used to use what?
Kerosene lamps.
Kerosene lamps?
Yeah, put kerosene in the lamp and have wick in it.
Uh-huh.
Wick would go down in that kerosene and come up. And
I see. Well, what do you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene. Coal.
Coal?
Yeah. We had, some people had gas lamps, but we had one big gas lamp.